To file for divorce in Nigeria is not the way it is portrayed in the movies, where spouses just sign documents and that is the end of the matter. In Nigeria, to file for divorce means that the party that wants to file for divorce is suing the other spouse to court. The purpose of the court case is to ask the court to determine if the marriage has broken down irretrievably. The spouse who goes to court to file for divorce is known as the petitioner, while the other spouse will be referred to as the respondent. Divorce is the court declared dissolution of a marriage that was legally conducted in accordance with the Marriage Act. Just as stated earlier, you cannot get divorced except through the court. As a matter of fact, the Marriage Act states that only the High Court of a state in Nigeria has the power to hear and determine divorce cases. Hence, you can only file for divorce in the High Court of a state. Below are some of the steps you should take if you're planning to file for divorce in Nigeria. 1. Consult a lawyer. Briefing a lawyer about the circumstances is the first step to take whenever any legal issue arises. Hence, before you file for divorce in Nigeria, you ought to consult a lawyer. Once you have briefed a lawyer, there are lots of questions the lawyer would help you answer. The lawyer will also advise you on your chances of success. Prepare for reconciliation. Before you can file for divorce in Nigeria, you must be able to convince yourself that the marriage has broken down irretrievably. However, the rules also give room for reconciliation. After you have briefed your lawyer is duty-bound to make attempts to reconcile you and your spouse. If reconciliation doesn't work, then you can go ahead to file for divorce. Prepare and serve your documents. Once your lawyer is satisfied that there is a reason to believe that the marriage has broken down irretrievably, he will then prepare the court documents for you to sign. Afterwards, he will then send the documents to the court and have a copy served on your spouse. Trial. After the documents have been served on your spouse, the court will fix a date for trial. During the trial, you will be required to give your testimony in court on why you instructed your lawyer to file for divorce on your behalf. At this stage, you have to convince the judge that your marriage has broken down irretrievably and that all attempts to reconcile with your spouse has failed. In order to convince the judge, you must give evidence to support either of the following conditions. 1. That your spouse has willfully and persistently refused to consummate the marriage. 2. That since the marriage, your spouse has committed adultery and you find it intolerable to live with your spouse. 3. That since the marriage, your spouse has behaved in such a way that you cannot reasonably be expected to live with your spouse. 4. That your spouse deserted you for a continuous period of at least 1 year immediately preceding the presentation of the petition. 5. That you and your spouse have lived apart for a continuous period of at least 2 years immediately preceding the presentation of the petition and your spouse does not object to the divorce. 6. That you and your spouse have lived apart for a continuous period of at least 3 years immediately before the presentation of the petition. 7. That your spouse has for a period of not less than 1 year failed to comply with a decree of dissolution of conjugal rights made under the Act. 8. That your spouse has been absent from you for such time and in such circumstances as to provide reasonable grounds for presuming that he or she is dead. Once you have provided evidence that proves one or all of the 8 conditions above, then the court will request your spouse to also give his evidence. Judgment. After the court has heard the evidence of the parties, the court will then give its judgment. If the judge is convinced, then a temporary divorce is granted, which can be terminated by you and your spouse within 3 months. This temporary divorce is called order nisi. After 3 months, if you and your spouse take no steps to reconcile or to terminate the temporary divorce, then you can apply to the court for a final and permanent divorce. The permanent divorce is known as decree absolute. Once the court grants the decree absolute, your marriage with your spouse becomes permanently dissolved. Conclusion. Once you file for divorce in Nigeria and the divorce is granted, the divorce becomes binding and is recognized in other countries. A spouse who is divorced can marry again even immediately. If after divorce you choose to reconcile with your spouse, then you would have to remarry them again afresh.